Right now drives right of the lane up around Crowell, good off the glass.
Trey Maddox
with 13, averages 10 and a half a game. 32-29 Wisconsin, a minute 5-1 second half. Crowell top of the circle. Going to Hepburn, left of the wheel. Chucky wants a screen from Crowell, gets it, moves to his right, stops at the foul line extended. Now shot fake from Tyler Wall, puts it on the deck, drives the rim, lays it up and in, it counts to the foul. Tyler Wall going on the attack, and he has himself an and one.
Really heads up play, too, on the part of Tyler Wall. Was given the shot from the top of the key, the three-point look, but decided against it, put the ball on the floor, drove hard to the rim, drives, scores, shoots a free throw.
8 points now for Wall. Hastings called for the foul. That's his second. The free throw for Wall is in the air, and that is no good. He does continue to scuffle at the free throw lines. 34-29 Wisconsin, about a minute and a half gone by in the second half. Monegro out front. He'll flip it to Maddox high on the left. Bounce pass to Marquise Hastings, left wing. Hastings spinning. Left block, good D from Tyler Wall. They work it out to Norman with a shot clock at 10. Norman, right wing, now to Monegro. He tries a three, right side, no good. Wall the rebound for Wisconsin. Ahead it goes to Chucky Hepburn. Finds a running Crowell down the lane, layup good. Big fella running the floor, and Crowell gets rewarded. 36-29 Wisconsin, about 2 minutes gone, second half. Hastings throwing to Norman, high in the rights. He'll give it up to Monegro, and it's knocked free by Hepburn, but got some arm as well. Chucky called for the foul. It'll be his first.
We've seen it happen before. Every once in a while, Crowell will take advantage of someone who might be slumbering a little bit, might be sleeping at the wheel, and he was able to burn down the court and get that open layup.
Inbounding is Maddox, gets it into Monegro between the arcs. Monegro with a bounce to Maddox, left of the lane, drives on Davis and fouled before the shot. Won't get the continuation there. Jordan called for the foul. That'll be his first and the second on Wisconsin here in the early going of the second half. 2:08 gone by, second half of play, 36-29 Wisconsin. Monegro inbounds to Maddox, drives off the left wing, jump shooting, left foul line extended, no good, rebound Tyler Wall. That was a good contest from Jordan Davis. Here comes Wall to the front court. Tyler finds Davis low on the right, goes up and in. Jordan Davis constantly in motion. Good D at one end, busting the floor at the other. 38-29 Wisconsin, 2.5 minutes gone by, second half. Norman out front against Klesman. Norman gives it up to Maddox, works off a high screen from right, turns it out to Hastings. That shot from three was blocked by Wall, but it goes right into the hands of Titus Wright, who will catch and finish an excuse-me bucket for Western Michigan. 38-31 Wisconsin, not quite 3 minutes into the second half. Hepburn throwing to Klesman along the left sideline, gets a screen from Wall. Klesman, top of the circle, feeds Chucky Hepburn, who goes inside the Wall. Tyler, mid-post right, backing his Wall, left shoulder turn, up right hand, good off the glass. Wall with 10, 40-31 Wisconsin. Badgers getting it done in the paint, 20-6. The advantage to the Badgers with paint points here tonight. Maddox, left wing, goes to Norman, high on the left. Klesman defending. Norman kills the dribble, throws to Marquise Hastings, puts it on the deck, right lane line up and out. It fell out. And the rebound to Jordan Davis. Hastings can't believe that it didn't go through. Davis off the Crowell screen, throwing to Klesman left side. Loops it into Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell backing on right, backing, left shoulder turn, up right hand. Good, it counts at a foul. Well, the Badgers getting control again of this game. They started the first half well. They've started the second half well, and the lead is 11.
Crowell is getting more and more confident with his ability to back down opposing centers, isn't
it? Yeah, it really
seen
is.
A gradual maturity in his own game in this aspect of it.
It was interesting talking to him a couple of weeks ago where he said he's getting used to being bigger, having, you know, more to him, more to the frame. The free throw is good. He's finding out that this is pretty good. You come to campus as like a 215-pounder, and you're now listed at 245. 43-41 Wisconsin. About 4 minutes gone, second half. Here's Maddox throwing to Monegro off the right wing. Stops in the lane, leans in, shot up, no good. Rebound Crowell for Wisconsin. 12-point lead for the Badgers, their biggest lead of this game. They're led by two at the half. Here's Davis throwing to Hepburn, high in the right. Chucky flips it to Crowell, turns to Wall, high on the left. Now Hepburn. Chucky behind the back pass to Crowell. Thought about it, turned it down for the three-point line, dribbles to the left wing, backing on Tafari Sims, backing, got around him to the rim, layup good. Steven Crowell taking over, 45-31 Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes gone by, second half, timeout Dwayne Stevens. Steven Crowell with 10 second half points here for Wisconsin as the Badgers now have a 14-point lead. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:26 remaining. Wisconsin 45, Western Michigan 31. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Happy Holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of low around 12 tonight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 32. Chance for snow showers tomorrow night. Lows of low around 27. Overcast skies. Dry with temps well above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 22.
Put Your Trust in the Bank has been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 15:26 remaining. Wisconsin 45, Western Michigan 31.
Can't remember too many times in the past where we see Steven Crowell assert himself into a game like this where he's just taken over for
a really
stretch.
He really has. 15 points, 10 of them in the 4.5 minutes that have gone by in the second half. Badgers on a 7-point run over the last minute and a half, a 13-2 burst over the last three plus. Here's Monegro, right side, throwing to Sims. He's left open. He'll try a three, and he'll hit it. Tafari Sims with his second three, and it's 45-34 Wisconsin with 15:10 to play. Jordan Davis out high, bounces the Wall, high on the right. Tyler Wall against Marquise Hastings. Now Crowell tosses it over to Hepburn, high on the left. Chucky with the pass fake, now gives it up the Wall. Bounce pass to Crowell. He'll gather mid-post right. Crowell backing, back out to Chucky at the top. To the line, Hepburn in the lane, scoops it up left hand, off the rim, no good. Crowell, the offensive rebound, digs it out of traffic and throws it back out to Jordan Davis. Now with a big offensive board, Davis to the right wing, back out to Crowell, left open, flips a three, right of the circle, good again. Steven Crowell, his second three-point hit. He has 13 points in 5.5 minutes here. That's what's gone by in the second half. 48-34, Wisconsin, 14:25 remaining. Lamar Norman going to Hastings, right of the circle. Marquise Hastings puts it on the deck against Wall. Tyler chesting up against him, and now the pass out to Norman. High screen Hastings. Norman can't get free. Throws to Hastings. Spins around Klesmet to the rim. Reverse layup is good. Good athletic move from Marquise Hastings, and it's 48-36 Wisconsin with 14 minutes remaining. Steven Crow on a scoring run here, backing his wall. Crow to wall in a two-man game. Wall, right block, one pump. Now turns right shoulder, flipped it up left hand, way off the mark. Bodies on the floor. They're going to get Wall, it looks like, for a foul as Benegro went to the floor, and we'll have the under 16 media timeout. First foul on Wall and the third on Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 13:45 to play. Wisconsin 48, Western Michigan 36. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
13:45 remaining in Madison, 48-36, Wisconsin leading Western Michigan.
Steven Crowell has outscored Western Michigan in the second half, 13-9. Crowell has 13 points on 5 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from beyond the arc, and 1 of 1 from the line.
Here comes Jefferson Monegro dribbling through the center circle against Kamari McGee. And Asijan in there now against Seth Hubbard, and Asijan took one to the chops, and they're going to review this. As Connor went down, a possible flagrant there with Seth Hubbard. And Kelly Pfeiffer over there to take a look. With this being a BTN streaming broadcast, we're at the mercy here of a house feed. And I'm not sure they're going to show that replay. So Kelly Pfeiffer and Don Daly over there.
Up to this point of this game, Connor Asijan been relatively quiet, all things considered. I mean, he came into the game having scored in double figures, 7 of 11, 5 straight thus far tonight. He's made only one basket, 1 of 3 from the field.
And he took one of the chops.
And yeah. He really took one of the chops.
He is one of those guys, though. Every time he shoots it, it's more of a surprise when it doesn't go in.
Very true.
I mean, he's 46% from three coming into the game. And we're just going to consider this a basketball play where Hubbard was just trying to swing the ball side to side. So there is no foul. The foul is going to be assessed to Connor Asijan. There you go, in the cylinder. you have to allow the player to make a basketball move. So Connor was in a little too tight. That's his second foul. With the ball, is Hubbard against a siege on the left side. Gets it to Hastings, left of the lane. Matched up with Carter Gilmore. 10 on the shot clock. Hastings left lane line. Stops. Feeds to Tafari Sims. Now Norman, tough three. Left side short, no good. Rebound, pinballed around. Hannah has it low on the left. Wild shot way off the mark. Hastings the offensive rebound. We mentioned that he's good at that. He's a good rebounder, period. Averages three offensive boards a game. Eight on the shot clock. Norman off the high screen from Hastings. Norman driving by Crowell. Throws it up off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Crowell. And another 20 on the shot clock for Western Michigan.
You can tell, you can sense that Dwayne Stevens already put rebounding into this culture, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. To say that at the top, yeah. It's like they're plus 10. That's so Michigan State-like, especially hitting the offensive glass. Here's Hubbard hanging in the air. Foul line jumper, no good. Rebound, Jordan Davis. 12:50 to play, 48-36 Wisconsin. A long possession, but nothing to show for it for the Broncos. Gilmore out high for Wisconsin, and a whistle off the ball, and a foul is called. And they're going to get Seth Hubbard chasing Connor Asijan. It'll be the first on Hubbard and the third on Western Michigan. And now Titus Wright will come back in for the Broncos, replace Marquise Hastings. Let's think about Asijan. When you're guarding him, you might want to consider track shoes because he runs all over the place, running to the left corner, gets the inbounds pass, and throws up an air ball, trying to save it, and doing so is Gilmore. Hotties were on the floor. Badgers keep the possession alive, 10 to shoot. Jordan Davis, a step back three, left side, book it. Jordan Davis says, enough of that nonsense. 51-36, Wisconsin, 12:18 remaining. And it brings a smile to Greg Gard's face there. Hubbard baseline right. And the 15-footer over Asijan danced off the rim, no good. Rebound right, knocked away, but a foul is called. Here against Wisconsin, we're going to get Carter Gilmore. That'll be his second.
At the other end, it was poetic justice for Jordan Davis because he was one of the players who got knocked to the floor, picked himself back up, found himself open from the rim, and buried the three.
Former wide receiver just dusted himself off. So here I am. 9 points for Jordan Sims. Goes inside, caught by Wright, low on the left. He'll turn and finish. Titus Wright with four. It's now 51-38 Wisconsin. McGee, Wall, Asijan, Davis, and Gilmore out there for the Badgers now. 13-point lead Wisconsin, 11:50 remaining. Davis loops a pass to Tyler Wall near the right corner against Tafari Sims. Wall right of the paint. Looking to operate. Trying to skip it over to Jordan Davis. It was deflected out of bounds. Badgers keep it. And we have a timeout here in Madison. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. And college sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:39 remaining, Wisconsin 51, Western Michigan 38. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Play big, win big. Ochai Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. 11:39 remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin. 51, Western Michigan 38.
What an impressive second half offensively for the Badgers. Wisconsin shooting 75%, 9 of 12 from the field, 3 of 4 from beyond the three-point line.
And the Badgers will have the possession with 10 on the shot clock. Jordan Davis, front court sideline left, will inbound. Davis out there with Gilmore, Asijan, McGee, and Wall. Davis gets it into McGee. Kamari out between the circles. 7 to shoot. Asijan thought about the deep three, puts it on the deck. Working against Hanna, fades, fires, mid-range, missed it, but he was fouled. Javon Hanna with the foul of Connor Asijan. And the freshman out of Fort Wayne will go to the line for 2 shots. First foul on Javon Hanna, freshman out of Mount Clemens, Michigan. And Asijan at the free throw line.
I think one of the bigger surprises with Asijan's game is that he can do so many more things than just shoot.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's Joe Krabenhoff is telling you in the halftime interview, you knew he could shoot it. You knew he could shoot the three, but it's the other things. And it's the first free throw, and gritty. That's a word that you love to hear around here.
He'll battle one.
Yeah, he certainly will, and he hits both free throws, and he is now 19 of 19 at the foul line in this his freshman year. 53-38 Wisconsin with 11:25 remaining. Norman goes into right, quick double on him as he whips it to Norman. Now Hubbard, left corner, tries a three and sticks it. Seth Hubbard, his first three-point hit. 53-41 Wisconsin with 11:10 remaining. McGee out front, bounces to Gilmore, left of the circle. Three feeds McGee, bounces to Wall. Low on the right, goes inside, and he got fouled by Tafari Sims, trying to send Wall to that right baseline. The foul on Sims will be his third.
Sims has struggled a little bit defensively, whether it's been against Crowell or Wall.
And Sims to Crowell certainly gives up some size. Sims just 6'6". Hanna and Sims will check out. McGee inbounds to Tyler Wall against Marquise Hastings. Backing his Wall. Right block. Throws to Asijan. A step back three left side. And that's off the rim. No good. The rebound to Titus Wright of Western Michigan with 10:50 remaining. 12-point lead for the Badgers. Lamar Norman throwing to Hastings high on the right. Flips it to Hubbard against Asijan. Bounce pass to Wright. Backing on Gilmore. Right back. He turns up left hand. Missed it. But he was fouled by Gilmore. That's 3 on Carter. And Titus Wright, 6'8 junior, will go to the foul line.
He's played in a lot of games at Western. Won 92, 77 starts for Titus Wright.
And this is the first free throw attempt of the game for Western Michigan. Wright is 50-50 this season, 12 out of 24. The left-hander eyes the rim. First free throw is no good. Crowell, Hepburn, and Klesmet coming in for Wisconsin. McGee, Gilmore, and Davis will sit down.
You can tell that Gregard's getting comfortable with his 8-man rotation now. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, isn't it?
It wouldn't surprise me. There could still be games where an Isaac Lindsay is going to be used, maybe a Marcus Silver some. Second free throw for Titus Wright is in the air, and that's no good. Asijan pulls down the rebound. So Titus Wright missing both throws. Badgers up 12, back on offense with 10 and a half minutes to play. Asijan throwing to Wall, left of the circle, back to Connor on the right side. Left hand flip for Wall, back to Connor, tries a three, right side, there it is. Connor Asijan is second three of the game. 56-41, Wisconsin. Klesmet steals a pass along the right sideline. And here comes Chucky Hepburn. He'll jog it to the front court for the Badgers. A pass for Klesmet high on the right. Klesmet, a couple of left-hand dribbles, gets at the Wall, back to Max, right of the lane, spinning, got tied up, ball is loose, snapped up by Crowell. He'll toss it to Wall out front with 10 to shoot. Wall probing to the free throw line, left elbow jumper is short, no good. Rebound Lamar Norman. And He'll streak up the floor, hits the brakes high on the right. 9:45 to play, 56-41 Wisconsin. Norman off the high screen from right, flips a three, right side, good. Lamar Norman, his third three of the game. And it's 56-44 Wisconsin, but 9.5 minutes to play. Tyler Wall, outside left for Wisconsin, works baseline. Wall penetrates low on the left, tough shot inside, no good. Rebound Hastings, he got fouled by Wall. But Tyler got a little too deep in there. And that's two on Wall and seven on Wisconsin.
If there's one player on the floor for Western Michigan can shoot his team back into the game, it's that Lamar Norman.
Absolutely.
You have to try to keep the wraps on Norman.
A 1-1 coming up for Marquise Hastings, who is 8 of 15 at the line this season. Carter Gilmore is coming in for Wall. Hastings with 5 points tonight, front into the 1-1 on the way, and that's no good. Rebound, run down by Steven Crowell. So the Broncos leaving some points at the line here, 56-44, Wisconsin, 9:13 remaining. Hepburn, left of the circle, down to the free throw line, dribbles into the lane, got tied up, knocked loose, foul called. Here against Western Michigan. They're going to get Marquise Hastings. It'll be his third. And team foul number six.
Relatively quiet night offensively thus far for Hepburn.
Chucky inbounds to Crowell, hands it back to Hepburn. Flips to Klesman, bounce pass to Crowell. Crowell left of the lane, backing on right, backing, turns left shoulder, up right hand, off the rim, no good. Rebound Trey Maddox. And here comes Norman, left sideline of the front court for Western Michigan. Maddox flips it to Norman. Thought about the long three, turned it down as Chucky closed him out. And now Norman gets a return feed from Hastings. Works off a Hastings screen to his right. Hepburn works over it. And now a little switch. Gilmore picking up Norman. Let's see what happens now. 10 to shoot. Norman throwing to Hastings off the right wing. Runs it back out front. Here comes Javon Hanna with 3 to shoot. A fadeaway right of the lane. In and out, no good. Rebound from the hands of Klesman into the hands of Chucky Hepburn. 8:20 remaining, 56-44 Wisconsin. Hepburn off the high screen from Crowell. Flip to the Crowell, screen and roll, slam dunk. Oh, beautifully executed screen and roll. Hepburn finds Crowell for the flush. 58-44 Wisconsin, and a timeout taken by Western Michigan. And we will take a break as well. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 8:04 to play. Wisconsin 58, Western Michigan 44. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, lots of Matt's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub, lots of Matt's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers.
I can taste the melody inside your lips, so sweet, so tender, and I know this is still inside.
Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls. Muy caliente. Oh,
live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Light the lamp.
Go away! He scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left hand save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Points in this game, 15 in the second half. Inbounds pass to Marquise Hastings. He'll hand off to Monegro. Out between the circles against Chucky Hepburn. Now it's Maddox in the lane. Jumper from 14 feet away is good. Maddox with 15 tonight. By the way, Crowell with the 20 is on the edge of a career high. 21 against Illinois. Late December of 2021. With the ball is Gilmore, finds Hepburn. He'll try a three right of the circle. Yes. Hepburn with eight. 61-46, Wisconsin. 7:25 remaining here in Madison. Hastings throwing to Hannah, high on the right. Hannah to Monegro, crowded by Hepburn. A throw to Titus Wright at the top of the circle. A couple of dribbles to his left, hands off to Maddox, picked up by Klesman. Now Hastings will try a three, left side, back rim no good. Hepburn the rebound for Wisconsin. He'll turn and go. Up the middle comes Chucky. He'll feed Crowell. Spinning in the lane, lost it. Gilmore's there, finds Klesman, lines up a wide open three. It bangs off the rim no good. Hastings the rebound for Western Michigan. Badgers up 15, 6:52 remaining. Hastings throwing to Monegro, out between the circles, flips to Maddox, high on the left. Trey Maddox matched up with Max Klesman and pulls up, long two, left side is good. This guy's got some game. Trey Maddox.
He was pretty good at Cal State Fullerton.
There he was. Must have got him for 14. I had him for a little more than that, but I guess we'll say 14. Here's a lob inside. Crowell sends it down again. And again, it's from Hepburn. And that's a career high for Stephen Crowell. He now has 22 points tonight. 63-48, Wisconsin, 6:10 remaining. Titus Wright against Crowell. Wright, mid-post right, a double from Gilmore. Throwing it left corner for Maddox. He'll feed Hannah, face right, moves left. He'll throw it to Monegro, gives it up to Maddox off the left wing. Pops it to Hannah with a shot fake, turns it right side. Dribbling along the baseline is Hastings. Hooks it back out to Hannah. Tries a three right of the circle. In and out, no good. And the rebound to Stephen Crowell.
The chemistry between Hepburn and Crowell has been outstanding tonight.
Yeah, we saw it certainly at times last year as well. Here's Chucky on the dribble. Throws to Crowell. Why not? Tries the three. Not this time. Off the left side iron. Hastings the rebound. 5.5 minutes to play. Badgers up 63-48. Hastings with a bounce into Titus Wright. Moving in on Crowell. Flipped it up and in off the glass. Wright with six. And the Badgers lead 63-50. 5:09 to play. Hepburn high on the right. Chucky on the dribble. Takes it off the wing to the free throw line. Feeds Gilmore, who fakes the three. Tosses to Hepburn. Shot clock is at 10. Hepburn off a high screen from Crowell. Chucky to the right. Tries a three. Good. Hepburn heating up. 66-50, Wisconsin. 4:48 remaining. And Negro throwing to Hastings. Turns the right side for Javon Hanna. Matched up with Connor Esegian. Now Monegro, top of the circle. He'll throw it to Titus Wright. Wright with a handoff to Maddox. Whips it back to Hastings. Off the left wing. Cut off by Gilmore. A throw to Hanna. At the free throw line. Jumper away over Esegian is good. Javon Hanna. He has four. 66-52 Wisconsin. 4:20 remaining. Chucky Hepburn to the front court for the Badgers. Hepburn off the high screen from Crowell. Chucky. Right foul line extended. Going to Gilmore on the left wing. He'll try a three. Good. Carter Gilmore with a triple. 69-52 Wisconsin, 3:58 to play. Jefferson Monegro will throw to Hastings, high in the rights. We'll see Marcus Silver checking at the next dead ball for Wisconsin. Monegro between the circles. Hepburn defending. Monegro rocks the dribble. Shot clock at 10. With the ball now is Maddox. Sends it back to Monegro. Shot clock is at 5. Monegro puts it on the floor. Got by Hepburn in the lane to the rim. Layup is good. Little blow by from Jefferson Monegro. 69-54 Wisconsin. 3:22 to play. Max Klesman throwing to a Sejan. Connor finds Klesman cutting to the rim. Low on the left. Goes up and in. Klesman with 7. 71-54 Wisconsin. 3:10 to play.
Good find though by a Sejan. Wasn't it top of the
key? Yeah, sure was. Here's Hastings left of the lane. Finds Titus Wright. Moving in on Crowell. Up right hand. Back rim and in for Titus Wright. He has 8. 71-56 Wisconsin with 2:55 remaining.
This Wisconsin team moves without the basketball about as well as any team I've seen.
Yeah, no, good point. You know, the tweaks to the offense, it does create, with this the little Princeton look at times, it does create that backdoor cut opportunity. Here's Crowell, wide open for 3. Left of the circle. Yes, sir. And a timeout taken by Greg Gard. He wants to get Marcus Hilver in the game. This will be a full timeout. Have a half, Stephen Crowell. 20 points in the second half, 25 for the Knights to go with 8 rebounds. And we'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 2:36 remaining. Wisconsin 74, Western Michigan 56. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Say big when you upgrade with new appliances from Menards. We offer the lowest prices with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. New appliances from Menards are meant to make your life easier. Upgrade your home with top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home with new energy-efficient appliances and save big money at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. That's a fairly easy call.
Well, let's ponder this.
Yeah. Pretty good second half for Stephen Crowell. 25 points in the game, 20 in the second half. Just took over offensively.
He really did. I mean, his efficiency is what really stands out amongst those 20 points. 8 of 10 from the field, 3 of 4 from the three-point line, 1-1 from the free. He didn't commit a foul in the second half.
Yeah, great, great work. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 2:36 remaining, 74-56. Wisconsin, 5 on the floor for the Badgers. Marcus Hilver, Max Klesman, Connor Esijan, Carter Gilmore, and Kamari McGee. And up the floor comes Lamar Norman. 9 points for him. That is half of his average. Wisconsin has done a very good job against the leading scorer. Here's Maddox driving to the rim, and he hammers it down with the right hand. Trey Maddox with 16 tonight. Senior, his third college stop. A couple of years at Fullerton, a couple of years at Oakland. 2:10 to play. Badgers up 74-58. McGee on the dribble, right wing. He'll feed Gilmore at the top. Hands off to Esijan. Connor against Seth Hubbard. Asijan moving in, whips it back out to Ilver, eight to shoot. Marcus to the free throw line, leans in, throws it up right hand, no good. Rebound battled for and gathered by Tafari Sims. Outlet to Norman. Up the floor, right side, 148 to play, 74-58 Wisconsin. Norman throwing to Hubbard, outside right, gives it up to Maddox. Feeds Norman again on the right side. Cuts off the wing. Splits two defenders. Throws to Sims up top. Now he'll take the three straight away. Good again. Tafari Sims with his third three of the night. He came in 5 of 12 for the season. 74-61 Wisconsin. A minute 25 to play. Gilver hands off to Asijan. Feeds Gilmore out between the circles. Carter hands off to McGee. Feeds Gilver again out high. Here's Max Klesman feeding Gilmore. Thought about it. Top of the arc. 12 to shoot. Gilmore backing in the lane. Nice leave. Ilver low on the left. Layup is good. Ilver from Gilmore. 76-61. Wisconsin with 1 minute to play. 1 minute remaining. Outside right. Marquise Hastings takes the left of the circle. Feeds Sims. Straddles the three-point line. Now moves in off the wing. In the paint. Good D from Gilmore. A pass back out to Hastings. Hastings left of the lane. He isolates on Ilver in the paint. Hastings up right hand. Missed it, but Ilver fouled him. And Hastings will go to the line for two shots. And that will allow Greg Gard to make some more substitutions.
It's going to be really a rarity for this game as well that Western Michigan will be shooting free throws. They did not draw fouls tonight. They didn't attack in the middle of the paint or around the rim. As a consequence, they've only taken three shots from the stripe.
Yeah, as I was saying earlier, they only attempt about a dozen a game, too. They just don't get there very much. And the first free throw is good for Hastings. So now Isaac Lindsay, Chris Hodges, Ross Candelino, and Isaac Gard will check in for Wisconsin. 76-62, the Badgers with 42.8 seconds remaining.
One area of Klesmet's game that won't show up in the box score is the way he hounded Norman when he was on the floor defensively.
Yeah, it's terrific. Free throw for Marquise Hastings is good. Hits them both. And inbounds pass to Isaac Lindsay as Norman picks up Isaac in the backcourt. And Lindsay will get it across to the right side. 35 seconds to play. Let's go to Ross Candelino, the freshman out of Jacksonville, Florida. Candelino at the free throw line, stops, feeds Ilver, throws to Lindsay on the left wing. Lindsay finds Chris Hodges. Hodges right of the circle, 20 seconds to play. Hodges moving in, out to Ilver, lines up a three, takes it, missed it short. And the rebound to Marquise Hastings with 12 seconds to play. Badgers about to make it five straight wins. Here's Norman hitting a three on the right side. 76-66 Wisconsin with 7 seconds left in the game. And Ross Candelino can dribble this one out, and the Badgers will re-enter conference play on a five-game winning streak. It's over at the Kohl Center.
This was the ideal tune-up, Matt, for Wisconsin to get back into the conference, given, number one, the layoff of 15 days with the cancellation of the Grambling game, but moreover, with the physicality that Western Michigan brought to this game, put on the floor. I mean, that's what's going to be happening now on a steady basis, game after game in the Big Ten. It's a good way to get ready for it, I think, more so than anything else, both physically and mentally.
Yeah,
Badgers responded to that challenge here tonight.
It'll be interesting to watch Western Michigan, you know, as not maybe not so much this season, but in the years ahead with Dwayne Stevens as he gets that system in place. You got to think they're going to be a problem in the MAC. Maybe not this year, but moving forward. They know what they're doing.
There was probably a good reason for Dwayne to take this job. He had been courted by many other schools over the years. In fact, Western Michigan a few years back had sent out some feelers on Stevens, but he felt the timing was right now, so he obviously believes he can turn around this program.
And as for the Badgers, they go back into conference play, 10-2 overall, of course 2-0 in league play. Minnesota is next. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 76, Western Michigan 66. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right, I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate. helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
True magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Hey fans, it's time to make the journey here to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game. Come hungry and scoop up a Brew Pub Latsamatsa Pizza, official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with over half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. Wisconsin 76, Western Michigan 66. Steven Crow with 25 points, 8 rebounds, leads the way. Chucky Hepburn with 11. Tyler Wall ends up with 10 tonight. Trey Maddox with 16 points pacing Western Michigan, and Lamar Norman Jr. with 12, but remember, he was averaging 18 a game coming in, so the Badgers kept him pretty quiet here tonight.
I was kind of curious to see how Wisconsin would respond after the long layoff. You just never know. Do you gain something as far as freshness, your legs, but you lose some of your timing maybe, because they had been playing pretty good basketball.
Yeah.
To be honest, I thought they at times in the first half weren't in the ditch that they needed to be, and yet, you know, they carried it into the second half a little bit differently, and Crowell was such a difference maker tonight. They had just simply had no answer for Crowell, and they rotated several different defenders against them, but it didn't make any difference.
It was interesting talking to Greg before the game, and we'll visit with him here in a bit of the postgame show. He thought they could use the break. I mean, ideally, you want to play that game as scheduled against Grambling, but with the work over the summer, the overseas trip, he remembered when, you know, Brad Davis and that group, when Brad was a freshman, where they had the overseas trip, and it warmed down a little bit. So he thought, you know, maybe this isn't such a bad thing. You thought he had more spring in the steps of these players, but as you said, timing maybe isn't quite right. Just the getting back to game speed, but they did what they needed to do here tonight.
They really did. And I'm just so impressed by how different players kind of contribute at different times, which is mark a good team. We've seen players come off the bench and make an impact, and we've seen different starters on the floor. Tonight, obviously, it was Crowell's turn.
All right, Badgers a winner over Western Michigan, 76-66. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
76-66, Wisconsin defeats Western Michigan tonight. The Badgers shoot 52% from the field, and they really, this was the second half work, 62% in the second half, and 8 of 13 from 3 in the second half, 12 of 27 for the game, 8 of 13 at the free throw line. That's still an area that they're going to need to get better at, without a doubt. Western Michigan, about 45.5% from the floor, 55% in the second half, 41% from 3. That kept them in the game there. It was just a two-point game at the half. Badgers had a burst early in the second half. Western Michigan was really not able to recover from that. And just 2 of 5 at the foul line. Broncos a plus 4 on the glass here tonight. And the assist total for Wisconsin ends up at 16. 16 assists and only 4 turnovers. 12 assists, 7 turnovers for Western Michigan. Greg's going to love that. 16 dimes, 4 turnovers after a 15-day layoff.
And really, the inability of Western Michigan to defend the low block was the key to the game. And it goes back to Stephen Crowell. They just couldn't find an answer. They rotated a few different players on Crowell. They didn't double him as much as I thought they might have tried, especially when he was so effective. They were more conscious of Tyler Wall when he got the ball at the block than Crowell.
Yeah, Tyler was being aggressive in the early going. Ends up with 10 points in the game and 5 rebounds for Wisconsin as the Badgers get their 10th win of the season and their 5th in a row. 76-66, the Badgers defeat the Broncos. When we continue, we'll check out the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 12 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 32. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, chance of snow showers, lows around 27. Temps well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 22.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Michigan was here as the players were walking off the floor. The chant was NIT, NIT. They went to the Sweet 16 that year. So, you know, we'll see. It's just the ebb and flow of the season. It's how you handle it when things don't go well. And Wisconsin has been a master of handling it really well. And now you see what happens at Michigan, what happens at Iowa, what happens at Illinois. They're 0-2 in the Big Ten.
The one thing we can say with certainty that thus far Nebraska has to be billed as the surprise in this league based on its upset of Creighton, correct?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then now the way it played against Iowa, because you figure, okay, maybe they got lucky and beat a Creighton team that got mired in a bit of a slump, to be honest, started fast and then fell off. But the win over Iowa was legit.
Gets your attention.
Really legit.
Yeah, no, it really does. And we're stalling here as Coach Guard's making his way over. And as he does that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
76-66, Wisconsin defeats Western Michigan here tonight as Coach Guard makes his way over. And
he got slowed down by Justin Doherty, of course.
And I think with Justin, the word slow down is very, very
it was
apt.
Appropriate.
That's right. So Justin's just trying to find out where his postgame pizza is going to come from, no doubt. You know, you were mentioning Nebraska, though, and I was talking to Patricus about those guys before the game, and we've witnessed it. That's a fan base that's starving for a winner. And when they've been competitive in basketball, that place down there, that jumps. So that's going to be an atmosphere that
they've
got to
start believing now a little bit in this team, don't you agree?
Yeah.
There's something about this group of players, too, that's different from some of the other teams that he's had there, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're more committed to doing the things that you have to do to be effective and successful in this league. And it starts with, you got to play a little D.
Yeah, no, and then it looks like they're very, very committed to that. So it'll
share the ball. They do a better job of that than maybe some of his previous teams.
Yeah, not worry about me scoring 29 because you scored 28. So, yeah, it's Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. It goes back to Greg Gard's line about, you know, no get well games in this league. As soon as you think a team is going sideways, they turn things around. That's just kind of life in this league, and it has been for a number of years as the head coach settles in. We were making fun of Doherty just because. So
easy to do.
Yeah, pretty easy target. Yeah.
Well, at least we're in agreement on that.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we've hooked up. Well, I guess let's start with the captain. Obvious, your big guy kind of lit it up in the second half.
Yeah,
Steven Kraut.
The paint is a good thing.
Uh huh.
You know, it was emphasized before, during, and after every timeout. So, you know, when we did that, we were pretty good. When we didn't, we allowed them to play with us. But yeah, Steve to number one, to get him the ball there, and that was a concentrated effort. And yeah, obviously pretty efficient, you know, 25 points on 13 shots. That's a good night.
Greg, there just seems to be that chemistry. We always talk about chemistry and use it almost as a cliche, but that chemistry between Chucky Hepburn and Steven Kraut really became obvious here tonight.
Yeah, it's getting better and better. You know, I think that's something that develops over time, you know, in those ball screen situations. And, you know, Chucky's doing a better job of finding him at the right time. Thought earlier in the year he found him, but it was too late. So, yeah, I mean, it's when you got a big that can shoot it like he can, and you got a guard that can make plays like Chucky can, you know, it's a pretty good 1-2 punch, and you're in a lot.